What about the big thing that he...
Wife part.
Mm-hmm.
I got one that I expect to hold about 40 gallons of water.
Really?
And I got another one that'll hold about 15.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're antique.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of them over in the house, the second house down there. Second house from this one.
Mm-hmm.
I got one in and I got one back out here under my cloth shed. Hmm. Only thing we use it for now is to boil peanuts.
Uh-huh.
You know what they are, don't you?
I didn't know. You must be boiling a lot of them at one time.
Oh, my goodness alive. We give peanut boilers up there at the church. Invite the whole country. And it takes 3 or 4 bushels. To take care of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this some a year ago, I furnished the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And people come in and help me pick them, and the women folks from the neighborhood come in here. I hold them out of the field in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Right there on the oak tree.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked them all off. And then I washed them good, got all the sand off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And put them in big pots and either build a fire on it or either set them on your stove.
Mm-hmm.
And let them boil and salt them.
Mm-hmm.
I got boiled peanuts here now.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they're not boiled, they're blanched.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is.
What is?
You take them and just bring them to a boil.
Mm-hmm.
And then seal them up in these plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in your deep freeze.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stay there for 5 years, if they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I got tomatoes, beans, peas. Most anything in the vegetable line you want already can.
Mm-hmm. Do people farm much in this area, was it?
No. Very little. They go crazy over cows and they're losing money all the time.
Uh-huh. They're losing money on the cows?
Yeah. Well, they might be breaking even, but they ain't making that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why. In the wintertime, you have to buy feed for those cows.
Mm-hmm.
And you take 100 head of cows out there in the wintertime, you buy a feed for them. Why, it costs you something.
Mm-hmm.
I had about 40 back in. I soon found out that they wasn't bringing me in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I got rid of them.
Why do people have Brahmins?
Huh?
Why do people have Brahmin cows?
Well, now that's an African cow, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Brahmin, a Black Angus, a Pole,
mm-hmm.
and all the double different breeds, but they all go into beef cows. They don't can't think about a milk cow anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They go into beef.
Mm-hmm.
And the beef stock is a heavier set than the Jersey,
mm-hmm.
which was used for milk.
When you were little, what did they have around here? Did they have farming and milk cows? And
yeah. Them days didn't have no such a thing as a good milk cow. You'd go out there and milk a half ton in the morning and get 2 quarts of milk.
something that you has a little spout on it that you can heat up water to make hot tea in. You'd call that a
kettle.
Uh-huh. Do people ever call the wash pot a kettle?
Well, some people do.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it that? Or?
Now, I called it a wash pot, and then when I got on my stove to heat my water in, I called it a kettle.
Uh-huh. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
close the door.
Or another word you could use.
Huh?
You could say close the door.
Close the door.
Another word you could use.
Shut it.
Okay.